Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Live Show today, episode 260. It is Friday, December 17th. I'm your host, Kellen. With me, Tim. Tim, say hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
Good to see everyone. This is, this is it for us. I mean, for this year. For 2021. Final show for us for the year. The next couple weeks, we're going to try to take some time and off and just chill, family, all that good stuff. It's the end of the year. So we're glad we got to get one last final show in to chat with all of you. We don't have a ton planned for this episode. There's not really a lot going on. I mean, everything was announced like in October. That was when the Pixel 6s got here. And since then, it's just kind of been a trickle of updates and some leaks for next year. And apparently CES is still happening. We're not going, but that's happening in, you know, just a couple of weeks. That's kind of been it. There hasn't been a lot to talk about. So, but anyway, we got some stuff this week. We got some Pixel 6 stuff, some December update drama, if we want to hype it as that. Pixel Watch rumors. You know, we love Pixel Watch rumors. Thing that we've been rumored about for about 6 years now. And yeah, we'll talk briefly about 2022, just share some thoughts. And then we have trivia back. And if you're new around here, we have we do trivia at the end of most shows where you have five questions and give prizes away to five different people. And we're going to do a couple copies of the brand new Alien Isolation game, which Tim's played and says is scary as hell. I've never played it, but it looks scary as hell. And then we're also going to give the other winners $15 in Google Play credit in case they want to like buy the game, because it is a $15 game. So we have two credits that we can just give, or two codes to like give copies to people, and then the other people just get $15 in Google Play and they can buy that or whatever they want. But either way, that's what the trivia is. And then Tim has some news. He's got a challenge coming up that he wants to share with you guys.
Yeah, so on December 31st, starting at 8 a.m., doing a sort of just, it's like a CrossFit challenge. So every hour on the hour, we're going to be doing workouts and stuff. But really, so we'll be doing that for 24 hours, but really it's a fundraiser for the Big Fish Foundation. They are a nonprofit dedicated to improving psychological wellness, effectively managing post-traumatic and combat stress, and preventing suicide among our nation's veterans. So it's a good cause. I've been collecting money, and I'm going to do just a big donation on December 31st. Would love to collect as much money as possible. If you are interested in donating to this cause, you can go set up a link. It's a link tree, just link, linktr.ee/TimOtato, TimOtato. If you're interested in donating, just, you know, Venmo, PayPal, whatever. I'm just collecting the funds. If you want to donate directly to Big Fish, go to bigfishfoundation.org. And then if you every person who donates, I'm going to do like a sweepstakes. I've got some prizes lined up. And anyone who donates, just email me. If you donated directly to Big Fish, just email me and I'll enter you in the sweepstakes. And you could win some sweet prizes. And I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Sweet. So, yeah, you guys have like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's not bad.
2 weeks from today. Because, yeah, New Year's is on a Friday, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wild year. So, yeah, and I think he posted links right at the top of the chat. If you're watching live on YouTube, you might be able to scroll all the way up. They should be up there. So, yeah. Final show of the year. I think we wanted to start maybe just talking a little bit about the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. So they came out obviously in October. We reviewed them. I think we did a show that was like a week with them or something, or maybe right after our reviews or something like that. Since then though, it's been, I mean, we're up to almost 2 months now of life with the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. So I thought we'd do a little recap there. And let you guys know which ones we've stuck with the longest. I think you guys probably know that we're probably both just using the Pixel 6. Are you still using the Pixel 6? Or
yes, sir.
Did you finally Pixel go back 6. To the Pro? No?
Okay. Pixel 6. I mean, I sort of use both on and off just because, I mean, you got to have that telephoto camera, right? I mean,
the telephoto is really good on it, yeah.
Yeah. But my main is the Pixel 6 for sure.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the phone that makes the most sense, I think, for most people. It's just completely reasonably priced and offers almost what you get with that Pro. and it's a little bit smaller and it has a flat display, and there's like all these things that I kind of like over it. You know, we've talked about what's missing, like that telephoto, more RAM, 120 hertz display. There are some things different, but it's just like my dad got one, right? Like my mom's gonna get one. Like they're like everyone in my family that kind of jumps between phones every couple of years. Like I kind of just said, yeah, just get the regular Pixel 6. I don't think you need the Pro. I think the regular will be great. My dad's got it. He loves it. Trying to convince my brother to do the same. He's just being cheap. But, you know, like, it's kind of the phone that I could easily recommend. Which is weird because for years, I did to my family. Like, my family's gone through, like, Pixel 1. And then 2 years later, they got Pixel 3. And now they've been on Pixel 3. And they're like, well, they skipped Pixel 5 last year, which totally makes sense. And then now they're like really ready. Like my brother still has a Pixel 3. So does my mom. And like that phone's 3 years old. Didn't they just cut it off of updates and stuff? So I'm trying to get them to update. But like some of those Pixel phones were always the ones I kind of recommended to family because the updates and the ease of use and all that stuff. And then we went away from it for a couple of years with the Pixel 4 and Pixel 5. Like, we didn't really tell anyone to buy those. And then now we're back to like, yeah, no, this is the phone. It was like Galaxy S20 for a while. Now it's no. Pixel 6, I think, is like the one you should buy if you're on Android anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes the most sense to me. And that's like totally from an unbiased viewpoint, I think. We change our recommendations up quite a bit. And yeah, the Pixel 6, I mean, just all around 2021. Really good phone. It's going to have the updates. It has all the features people are going to want. It's got plenty good specs, and the price is right. So I've been having a lot of people ask for recommendations this holiday shopping season, and I just point them to the Pixel 6. Makes life really easy.
If they can find one.
Well, that's sure. The only problem, I mean, that's a totally different story. But
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just $599 for what Google's giving you there is still kind of blows my mind a little bit. I'm worried that they'll come out with a Pixel 7 next year and the prices will go back up to like $899 and $1199 or something like that. And they kind of did it this year just to get it back on everyone's radar. But I hope this is like a thing they do going forward where they kind of keep the prices down as far as they can, at least, you know, the couple hundred or $100 under their direct competition. So, yeah, anyway, go.
I just want to say, like, by no means is it a perfect phone. You know, having used it now for, 2 months or whatever, I mean, the fingerprint reader, it still sucks. I know they did that update, but it still sucks. Lately, especially, like, the past 2 weeks, you know, I put my thumb on there and, like, nothing happens. Like, yes. It literally, and so I just, like, okay, let me power button slide up, put in my code, like, this is getting a little ridiculous. So I know that update they sent out that was supposedly, you know, fixed or sped up and improved the performance of the fingerprint reader. I mean, that's such like placebo nonsense BS.
Yeah, because initially everyone's like, oh, I think it's definitely faster. Oh, yeah, they started tapping on it. It's definitely faster. I also would say that I've noticed, especially in the past week, that it's gotten noticeably slower again. Where I just set my finger on there, and now I'm just like, I do it like I'm being mad at it, and like being like, take this. And I just leave my thumb on there, and go, let's see how long it takes. Like, you know, like I threaten it, and it like, and then it just never unlocks, and then I have to lift my thumb and do it again. But yeah, it seems like it's gotten worse.
Yeah, so I mean, beyond that, I really like the phone. There's like these like other little weird bugs or whatever, but you know, it's just that's Android. I'm just sort of used to it, I guess. But
it's Google. It's a Google phone for you.
Yep.
Head into the Google Pixel subreddit, and that's all it is. It's just people complaining about life. It's a really fun place to hang out in the Google Pixel subreddit. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a ton of complaints about the regular 6 now that I've also kind of been on it. So if you guys missed it, I think like 30 or 40 days in, I wrote the like, I've had the phones for a month. And like, I admitted that I basically ditched the Pixel 6 the minute I was done with my review and switched to I ditched the Pixel 6 Pro and jumped on the 6 the minute my review of the Pro was done. and then went through this like shipping saga with my own personal Pixel 6 Pro that was supposed to show up. And then once it finally got here, I jumped back onto it and was like, yeah, I'll go back to the Pro now and see if it's better than my life was with the 6 for a couple weeks. And I lasted like a day with the Pro and just went back to the 6. And it's just because the phone, it's just so freaking huge that I just, it's not like, I'm just not the guy who likes ginormous phones like that. So kind of just jumped right back off it and I've been on the 6. So yeah, I'm kind of 2 months in, and I mean, I don't think I have a lot of complaints other than I thought I noticed just the other day after I updated to the December update, which we'll talk about more in a minute, but I feel like the battery life really sucks. And I don't know if that's just because it was the first day with it, but I'm talking like at 7 o'clock, I was down to like 20% and was worried like what is going on with battery life. So more testing obviously to do there, but otherwise performance is great. You know, the 90 hertz display, I'd love the 120 on this thing. I still wish this regular 6 was a little bit smaller too, but generally speaking, I like it. I've gotten used to, you know, the camera hump doesn't really bug me anymore. I've like, my life's just sort of like adopted that weird hump. And yeah, I think the Pixel 6 is a really, really good phone.
I did inadvertently test the IP68 water rating. I was, you know me, I was in the hot tub and whoop, plunk, there it goes. And I was like watching a YouTube video or whatever, and it totally survived. It was great. You know, the phone, it was like, oh, water detected in the USB port.
Oh, we'll it did say you, that. I love
yeah,
that.
I was like, we'll let you know when there's not water detected. But like, you know, speakers were great. Everything worked fine. So I was like, oh, thank God. And it's like my fear. Yeah, I still have that fear, you know, especially when you submerge a phone in water. I don't mind splashing it. But like if you submerge it, you're like, oh, there goes the speakers or something's probably going to crap out. But no, it's a little champ phone. So I've even dropped it a couple of times, not like crazy heights or anything like that. Yeah. And it's not really showing any marks or scuffs. So build quality wise and construction, I've been very pleased with the Pixel 6. It's not the little tank that the Pixel 5 was, but it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you just can't really beat that. I was talking to somebody the other day who they got their mom like a Pixel 5a, which is kind of similar to the 5. Like it has the metal underframe and then the coated plastic on the outside. And he was like, yeah, this is really, he's like, I actually kind of like it. And I was like, now you know why Tim and I loved the Pixel 5 all last year, because it was just like, with no glass, you just like could set it wherever. If you bumped it, scuffed it on something, you're like, whatever. It's just this weird plastic coating. Like there was something about that phone that you could just, it was like, it just like so easily blended into whatever you were doing. You weren't worried about it. Whereas like, look at all this glass, right? Every time I set this down, I worry that something's going to happen to it. So yeah, I do miss that about that. But otherwise, yeah, the build seems pretty nice. Yeah, I haven't had any issues. I really like the look of the regular 6, by the way, too. I love this black side panel. I think it looks really slick. Yeah, I mean, overall, it's been a really, it's been a fun little phone. I mean, not little, but you know, I think Google really nailed it with the regular 6. I wish I could say more about the Pro, but I just can't go back to this thing. Trying to think of ways that I can convince myself to like go back to this for a while, but
and when we would look back on the year of 2021 and smartphones, are we thinking that Pixel 6 is probably phone of the year? I mean,
that's stupid top too.
No.
Pixel 6 is without a doubt phone of the year. Like I don't even think there's like a question around it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I would put there. Like 2021 was kind of a lame year for phones, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
Like the Galaxy S21 and 21 Plus were terrible. Like they were those phones where they like cut features and dropped RAM and they were like plastic and they were such a downgrade from the S20. The S21 Ultra was a stupidly good phone. Like I totally understand that, like if that phone came in a smaller size, I probably would have bought it and loved it, because I know like you thought the Ultra was awesome. You just said it was huge and heavy, and so I didn't bother like finding one. I know that phone was great. I wouldn't say there was anything crazy interesting about it, because it was kind of similar to the S20 Ultra, right? I mean, it was the new back design, but there was like the camera wasn't like a massive improvement, I don't think, was it?
Nah.
So like that phone was good. But then like OnePlus, like the 9 and 9 Pro were just kind of a, I don't want to say a bust, but kind of. And then they really started screwing up when they started messing with software. And I think like this year coming up, we're going to see some not good stuff from one. I just have this bad feeling. This is like one of my predictions, but, and then what did we get? Then the Flip and the Fold. And the Flip 3 is like a great little flip phone if that's like what you want. The Fold 3, while also cool and uses an S Pen and stuff like that, I just feel like, I mean, we wrote in our reviews that we were just kind of over the form factor of this giant, heavy, clunky thing. And our lives, well, we were trying to get back to normal and that phone just didn't work. And so like, and then LG quit and Motorola hasn't done anything interesting this year. Like it was kind of a boring year for phones. And then Google finally went for it. Like it was their perfect timing for Google. Everyone else just kind of played it mostly safe for the year. And then Google was like, we're coming back. We're actually going to go for it. And they kind of went for it. So I feel like, yeah, it makes it easily the Pixel 6, like the phone of the year.
Yeah, I don't see anything really kind of topping it. There was so much excitement regarding it, and it really did end up living up to the hype, I think. You know, minor things like the fingerprint reader and stuff like that, but, you know, grand picture, Pixel 6, no questions.
Yeah. No Seeds B just dropped $5. What up, No Seeds B? Happy holidays, my guys. Quick check-in, got to get the kids from school. Nice. Mine, hours away. Yeah. Good to see you, No Seeds. So yeah, Pixel 6, Pixel 6 Pro. Really nice phones from Google. Personally, you and I have both kind of settled into the 6. I know a lot of people are probably loving their 6 Pros, and I really hope they are. We are obviously in a fortunate enough situation where we could kind of play with both and choose, and some people just went for it all. But I know a lot of people still love ginormous phones with huge quad HD displays, and not that everyone loves the curves, but they also got everything and then some in that phone, and you know, maybe only spent $899. So I know there are like ongoing, never-ending issues with Pixel phones in terms of like software and the weird little things that people run into. So that's kind of been an annoying saga to follow once again, like it is every year with Pixel phones. And I wish that we could have like a Google phone release where there isn't just massive amounts of like Reddit drama surrounding it. But I just don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Stefan is asking what a Pixel 6a would be like. I imagine it'd be a lot like a Pixel 6, but more plastic probably.
Yeah, we got that one. Who was somebody? Was it like On Leaks that had the first renders there of the 6A? And it just looked like a plastic version of the 6, probably about similar size, maybe slightly smaller. They'll probably use the same processor. Like, I'd imagine Google's going to use Tensor. Yeah, they're going to use Tensor probably in most stuff going forward. I don't know why they wouldn't. So, we'll probably have Tensor. The cameras are a downgrade, we've heard. So that's how they're going to like separate the 6 and the Pro from the A's cameras. But it looks like it'll have similar design. Like it'll probably be a really nice phone.
Yeah. They're using the IMX363, which is the sensor they've been using since the Pixel 3, yeah. I think. So it's downgrade, like yes, but it's like it'll be a Pixel 5 camera system.
Yeah, it's basically a Pixel is like the main sensor, like the 12 megapixel sensor we know from the 5. And then I think it was like the wide angle from the 6, which is just such a weird combination. So whatever, like you'll buy it, it'll have good cameras, just like the 5 and 5A and 4A and every phone back to the 3 or 2 did. So yeah, the 6A will probably be great, assuming it's priced well. You know, if it's $400, it'll probably be a good phone to buy. We'll probably find out, I would imagine, fairly soon, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so December update stuff. So the December update for Pixel phones rolled out last week, so last Monday. It rolled out to everyone except the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. It's a significant update for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a Pixel feature drop. So Pixel feature drops every few months. Google pushes one of these to their Pixel phones, and they're supposed to add a whole bunch of new features and should be really fun and all of that good stuff. This one, it's not really that fun. They added like in the quick tap on the back of phones where you like double tap, you can do a shortcut with Snapchat there in case you really need to post a quick snap. So they did that. They improved Now Playing, you know, the music recognition a little bit, and they added ultra wideband sharing to the Pixel 6 Pro, which, you know, not enough people have, so that's not really important. And they tweaked some other things and they added support for like BMW cars that can use the Pixel 6 as a car key and things like that. Most it, it this is probably the worst Pixel feature drop we've had yet. Like, they really didn't add. And a lot of it was just they backdated or expanded support. Like, the recorder app just supports new languages, and car crash detection is in, like, new countries. Like, these are features that have already been around. They're just now, like, sort of spreading to more people. So, pretty weak feature drop. That said, the update in general is a big one. Like, we're talking close to, I think it's close to 100 bugs fixed or something in this update for all Pixel phones, but mostly the 6 and 6 Pro. The list is, it's seriously massive. Like, it just goes on and on and on. Like, clearly Android 12 when it was released was a buggy piece of mess, and it's now slowly getting fixed. And then this December update was supposed to take care of a lot of stuff and tweak some things and improve some things. Unfortunately, for everyone that owns a 6 or 6 Pro, we don't really know where the update is. Like, it was delayed 1 week, so it didn't launch last week with the other Pixel phones. And then it was supposed to come out this Monday, and they did post, like, the factory image files and the OTA files. And I actually have it running on my regular Pixel 6, but it didn't come over the air. So if you don't want to use ADB and flash the thing manually, and you're waiting for it, it's still not. I mean, I guess I could check, because I don't have it on this Pro yet, but it hasn't showed up yet. And Google hasn't really said why or when. And, you know, I've seen some, like, issue track. Yeah, see, still don't have it. I've seen some issue trackers posted around that are, like, cellular connection went to hell after the update, and some Bluetooth problems. And so people will definitely have some complaints afterwards. And again, it was huge. I mean, it was supposed to fix all this stuff, and maybe fixing those things broke something over here. It's really hard to say. So it's a huge update. You can get it right now if you want to manually flash it and you trust that it's stable, but we don't know when it's coming over the air, unfortunately.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you're better off just being patient, wait for Google, you know, to push it to you if it should be pushed to you. Because, yeah, man, it seems like a bunch of people are having issues with it. So, you know, hold off for now, maybe.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like most people should probably just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they're good. Google hasn't pulled the files. Like, you can still, again, download them. I looked this morning. You can still download them this morning, so they must not think there's enough issue. But because it's so slowly coming to phones, you know, the other thing, too, is, remember, you know, the check for update button is supposed to work. Like, even if the update doesn't pop up on your phone, you're supposed to be able to hit that button. It's supposed to manually pull it. Google changed that years ago to do that, and that's not even working right now. So I don't know if they just haven't even started rolling it to the U.S. at all or what's going on, but that's kind of where we're at.
What's going on over
there? Is it available in India yet? I don't actually know.
Oh, man. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a couple of other things. What's that?
We would not be the people to ask if it's coming to India. Sorry.
Yeah, I just have no idea. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we saw a look through, like, an Android 12L build or something like that showed that Face Unlock might still be coming to these phones, although it might just be the Pixel 6 Pro, which is annoying. I don't know why Google would limit Face Unlock to just the Pro. I know it has a nicer front camera than the 6, but that seems absurd. Like, I feel like there's Face Unlock in some of the most garbage phones that have, like, garbage front cameras. I don't know why Google couldn't put it in both phones. But anyway, that could happen. Let's see. There was something else, too. Nope, that was pretty much that for Pixel 6 news. The Pixel Buds A, if anyone has those, actually everyone has those because they got them for free, right, with their Pixel 6 order. We finally got an update to that, so you now have a base slider, if anyone cares. And then this thing came out.
Look at that thing.
Look at that. It's kind of nice. So this is the new Pixel stand. It finally shipped, and $80 wireless charger. Still don't know that I believe any wireless charger is worth it. This thing's heavy. It's a little tank. Feels nice. Has that sort of, like, soft touch plastic that Google puts on a lot of stuff these days. It can do up to 23-watt wireless charging, supposedly. I haven't actually tested that yet. It'll charge your buds, too. And it has a fan in it. That's why it's so big. And then there's some software features that go with it. I honestly don't. I would never tell anyone to buy this thing at full price. $80.
Yeah, it's $40 tops, maybe 50 tops.
Yeah, I mean, the old one, it was the same thing. It was $80, and then they discounted it. Like, right now, you can buy it, I think, for $40, and I still don't know, $40. That's, oh, it's a wireless charger. It just has some software features. Did I miss the joke? I don't understand what the India joke is.
I think a couple of weeks ago, someone kept, like, spamming in the chat if the Pixel 6 was available in India, and we were having fun with that, and this person asked if it was available in India. They were referencing that from a few weeks ago.
I see. I thought they were just talking about, like, an update coming to Pixels in India, but there actually aren't any Pixels in India at all, are there?
Correct. Exactly.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's okay. It was a long time ago. A lot has happened since then.
Now I feel bad. Yeah. Nah. I think that's the guy that says I have an accent or something, too, so whatever.
Oh.
All right. I think that's it for Pixel stuff.
Gosh.
It's just like, again, folks, there's just not really a lot going on. Like, this is like the big release of the week, was like an $80 wireless charger.
We're screwed.
Yeah. Android 12L came out a couple weeks ago or something. Android 12L is one of those builds for tablets. Google made a specific tablet build, and it looks kind of cool if you have a tablet. There are no tablets, so you can't even really run it on a tablet. And you can run this on phones, but it just doesn't really do anything for it. Like, I wish there was a bunch to report back on 12L, but it really is just a tablet thing. So, yeah, maybe it means Google will make a tablet again. I don't actually think they will, but that'd be kind of cool. What it probably really means, though, is that one day they will release a foldable, which everyone thinks they've got like a couple in the works, or at least one still in the works. And it's really built for that, tablets and foldables. So, yeah. Do we want Google to make a foldable? Like, do you? Yeah, see, like, yeah, I know. See, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, okay, if Google makes a foldable, that'd be cool. And I went, yeah, I probably don't want it.
Yeah. It really depends. I mean, how do you compete? Like, right? I mean, because it would be compared to the Galaxy Fold 3, I assume, if it's that kind of foldable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how do you compete with Samsung? I mean, they pretty much have, like, the foldable game on lock right now, so...
Yeah.
Sure, Nick says, sure, they should try, but, like, you know, why... Unless it's going to be amazing, then don't bother, you know? And it's Google. Yeah. How could it be amazing? It's like their first iteration. It's not going to be amazing.
We think all their Pixel phones have manufacturing issues. Wait till they make something that folds in half. Like, it sounds like an absolute disaster. Like, I actually don't think Google should do it. I don't really think they should.
Yeah. I'm not like, so Carrie in the chat says, folds are a gimmick. I won't go that far. They're cool.
They are
and
cool.
And they have a place when they're done right, which I think Samsung has done. And they've definitely got the TikTok kids on their side, right? Like, everyone wants that Z Flip 3. Yeah. And that's like, and that's the worst one of the two, I think. So, yeah. And not by worst one, I just mean the lesser good of the two, because they're both good. Yeah. But, yeah, so I just don't know why anyone would even want to try to get into that space when Samsung just, like, came in. And, like, on this third iteration, it took them 3 tries, but they did nail it. But it's just like, eh. I don't know. Google.
They're so expensive. And they're just expensive. Like, you have to want like a big ass phone. Yeah. So some people brought up the Oppo. So Oppo debuted a foldable. It's basically like a prototype this week that a lot of people played with. It looks pretty cool because it's like a, it's like shorter, like the cover display is like a shorter, like 5.5-inch display or something. And so in the hand, like, you could use it as a one-handed small device, and then it opens up to kind of a weird internal display, but still, like, it was basically like a smallish version of the Fold. And so that looks like an actual attractive piece of foldable technology just because it's more manageable. And it's like the Flip, I know, is kind of like that, but Samsung won't put a real screen on the outside of the Flip, right? And so that's why that phone is annoying to use, because you just have to constantly flip it open. Whereas, like, the Fold makes sense because you have the big outer display, but it's almost too big and heavy. It's like Oppo's looks pretty cool, but it's, you know, going to China only, I believe, and not coming here. So, because Oppo doesn't really sell anything here. So, maybe OnePlus will.
Oh, gosh. Maybe. Oh, I hope so. Yeah. foldables. That's an interesting thing. I think personally, if Google would just come out with like a tablet, I'd be much more interested in that.
I would be too. Yep. Yeah. 100%.
Like, yeah. Give me a tablet over a foldable. You can't screw that up nearly as bad.
Yeah. If Google could just come out with like a probably not $300. I want it to not suck. But like if they came out with like a $500 tablet that ran Tensor, you know, and like that'd be cool. Like, I don't need good cameras. It's a tablet. Just make it run smooth.
Right.
And so I can play some games, I guess, or do a little multitask or whatever we do on tablets. I don't know. I mean, they're good for watching videos and stuff. So you don't need them to do a lot. I just don't want them to be junky like Samsung's A-series tablets.
Yeah. Peter Stover brings up the Tesla phone, which will, you know, I hear it'll have solar charging and around the world connectivity thanks to Starlink and all that nonsense. Man, no, just get out of here.
I've seen some like random articles like pop up in my Google like reader, like my Google feed and for that. And I just like whenever I see it pop up, it's always from like some really obscure like news outlet, and I just block them. I'm like, please don't ever show their news again. Like, there's no such thing as a Tesla. I mean, maybe there will be one day, but like,
sure.
Like, anytime I've seen it, seriously, it's just like some obscure like news outlet that I'm like, what? And I just block it.
Yeah, there's nothing too like legitimate regarding a Tesla phone. Of course, like, it does not surprise me if Elon Musk had his own like little special smartphone or something like that, like which had Starlink and all this stuff. He's gonna be a trillionaire. But like the point is for all of us, I just don't know if it's anything based in reality quite yet. Plus, no. I'm not a Tesla fan boy or anything like that. I'm a disciple of Elon Musk, so pretty much anything they got going on, I'm very turned off by it.
Yeah, I don't even think we would write the damn thing up, even if it ran Android.
Well, I mean, we would probably write it up, but I don't know.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Jay Reese just dropped $5. My dudes over at Droid Life, Merry Early Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jay Reese.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
There is no war on Christmas here at Droid Life.
Nope. Merry Christmas. We don't mind. We're not afraid to say it. Go ahead. Cancel us. Merry Christmas.
Ridiculous. This world we live in.
It's country. Dude, so
it's country. That's true. We do live in the stupidest country. Okay. So
gosh,
moving on from the Tesla phone.
Yeah.
Let's talk Pixel Watch. Everyone keeps wanting to talk about this here Pixel Watch. Okay, so earlier in the week, the internet found a new Wear OS 3 build, an emulator. So Google doesn't, like, I guess how far do I back up? So Samsung's Galaxy Watch 4 runs Wear OS 3. We know that. And they've customized. It's got one UI on top of it. And that's like the only view we've ever had of Wear OS 3. We know Wear OS 3 will come to like Fossil's watches and Mob Voice Tick watches and things like that. But we don't know if there's a stock version that they'll run or if they're going to have to come up with their own skin like Samsung did and skin it or whatever. We've never really known how this will work. Well, anyway, they Google apparently has been like quietly pushing updates like through their Android, I guess it's Wear OS, their Wear OS emulator, and they posted a new one like mid to late November for Wear OS 3, and it has like, I don't want to call it like a brand new UI, it just has a very updated, more polished looking, more modern UI. And so that dropped earlier in the week, or at least people found it earlier in the week. And it gave us sort of a look at maybe, you know, the colors of the system and these really bad gradients and things like that. And then because that emulator is out there, the guys at 9to5 Google dove in and found like a video that was attached to the build. And it showed off like a whole bunch of watch faces. And we're talking at least 10. And so it certainly looks like watch faces that could potentially be on an actual watch. Like in the past, like Google hasn't really ever made a whole bunch of watch faces unless somebody could correct me in that. But in my years with Wear OS, the watch faces almost always come from the watchmaker. Like Samsung would put their own on, or LG would put their own on, or Mavoy, whatever. Google is like Wear OS, like as a basic form, I've never really felt like had a bunch of watch faces. Like Google always had one for Google Fit And there like might have been some basic ones back in the early days, like the original watches, but mostly it's like a manufacturer thing. So anyway, there's like at least 10, and one of them has like a Fitbit logo with it, because we know there's Fitbit integration coming to Wear OS soon enough, things like that. And so, you know, we kind of go, well, are these for a watch? Like, is Google making a watch? Is that why they have all these watch faces that all look very material U-ish and things like that? Then there's also been like some renders floating around of a supposed Pixel watch. And one of the watch faces that 9to5 Google found was showed up on those renders. So take it for what you will, but we're pretty sure Google might finally be making a Pixel watch. And, you know, it's about time. Like, they totally should do that. But and we have no idea when it'll come out or anything like that. I'd imagine could be Q1. And the only reason I say that is because a lot of stuff launches in Q1. You know, like, not only is there CES coming up, but then there's MWC, which always goes off in February or whatever. And that's, I feel like we often get a lot of watches around MWC for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe in a couple months, Google drops a watch. I don't know. There isn't a lot of evidence out there that Google's about to release one, other than some renders and now these like watch faces. Like, that's kind of it. So,
Carrie in the chat says they weren't all that impressed with the faces, but I actually think the watch faces are pretty handsome. So
I thought they were nice too.
Yeah, kind of hoping that the watch is legit. I hope it, you know, looks good. I don't think any watch has ever looked as good as the original Moto 360, so just sort of
correct.
Patiently waiting for something to look similar to that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how did we go so good right in the beginning and then just totally fall off? I don't know what happened. The leather was great on that. The display looked good. Whatever. I don't know. Wear OS is, like, straight dead to me still.
Whatever. Yeah, the original Moto 360 is absolutely the best looking Wear OS watch ever made. I don't even think it's close. I know there was the flat tire thing on the bottom that pissed everyone off. Sure,
but whatever.
But it looked so good. I still see pictures of it and go, I just wish they would remake. I wish somebody would remake that design. And I'm sure that, you know, they had to have the flat tire because they needed sensors. And so I get that. But like, it's got to be a workaround now. It's been so long. Somebody's got to be able to remake that design without the flat tire. And it would, like, it would be the greatest watch ever, I think.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be Google. I can't recall. Did that watch need proprietary, you know, did they need like special straps, because they were on the bottom, right? They weren't like, they didn't have lugs on it or anything.
No, you could swap them. It was kind of a pain because the bands went like right up into the bottom of the watch. No, I swapped them quite a bit, but it wasn't as easy. And that was kind of before everyone was doing quick swap.
Sure.
So at the time you had to use tools and stuff, but if somebody did it now, I'm sure you could just quick swap bands right in there. It'd probably be easy.
Yeah, I remember there was like a gray leather stock band that came with it, which was so nice. I mean, Motorola did really good with that device.
Yeah, they just did it, and they were just too early. They were one of the first, and the technology wasn't quite there. Didn't that thing run one of those stupid OMAPs that they put in everything for a while?
TI OMAP calculator processor.
Yeah, they were just too early. And then, you know, the second gen version was fine. And then now, like, they don't even make them and everyone else makes bad watches. Yeah, it's unfortunate. So maybe Google will save design. Not that the Galaxy Watch 4 and 4 Classic are ugly watches by any means, but, you know, there's Samsung style. I don't love the look of Samsung's watches. They're fine. There's like nothing wrong with them, but it would be nice to see someone really do like an extreme modern take, which is what Google is rumored to do. So that'd be kind of fun. We'll see. So I would love to sit here and tell you guys like, yeah, Pixel Watch is coming, but we've been talking about a Pixel Watch since like 2016 or something.
Yep.
And never gotten one. This feels like closer, more legit than ever before, but I don't know. It's hard to get excited about it because number one, it's Wear OS. Since number two, it's just till like Google says, here's a watch, like I'll go, I don't know.
We shall see.
Pixel Watch. What if they don't call it Pixel Watch? They'll call it like Pixel Hello or something stupid.
I don't know. That'd be bad.
It'd be really bad. You know, but like, I guess it's Galaxy Watch 4, Apple Watch. I mean, yeah. They should just call it Pixel Watch, but yeah. If they don't.
Tesla Watch. I like that.
Damn. Yeah. Pixel Time. You see, they'll do something like that. Which Pixel Time would be okay.
Yeah, it's Pixel Time. Let me check my Pixel Time. That's kind of cool.
I actually like that, Rashad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. It'll be near the Nest brand. They'll call it, like, the Nest Watch. Like, Google will do something really stupid. The Pixel Nest Watch or something. Like, you know, like their naming is so weird sometimes. Mm. I like Pixel Time. They should definitely call it Pixel Time. That'd be great. Yeah,
Google Pixel Time. I like it.
Pixel Pro XL Watch. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's how absurd these things get sometimes. So one other thing. Galaxy Nexus hit 10 years old, the Verizon version, this week. And it brought back some of the memories of a time long before. Galaxy Nexus 4G LTE, without a doubt, one of the worst smartphones ever made. But it's one of those phones that was so meaningful to so many people for quite a while there. But I don't know that you'll find that many people that loved their Galaxy Nexus 4G LTE from Verizon. I wouldn't doubt it if there's people that liked the GSM version. Like, remember the unlocked version that I turned? Like, remember I put a white case on one, stuff like that? Yep. That phone was okay. It was the LTE version that was probably one of the worst phones ever made. But still kind of loved at the same time. Like, remember they came out with a secondary battery, it was extended battery, but it wasn't even big. Like, it barely added anything.
Yeah.
And I looked back at our review and I noted, didn't matter which battery, the regular extended, if you had LTE on and you had Wi-Fi off, the thing would die in 6 hours.
Jesus.
Like, you get up in the morning and you head to work and you're not on Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi back then wasn't that, it wasn't everywhere. Yeah. And your phone was dead by noon. Or one. That's insane. That is insane.
I remember very vividly, I had kind of somewhat recently moved up to Portland, and I was living in the same apartment building as you, and you went to go line up at Verizon, and you were like, I'm going to get the Galaxy Nexus. You were super hyped about it. And I swear, I remember that. People know about Droid Life. It was like downtown PDX, man.
Okay.
Yeah. And you were hyped about it. And I was hyped. Once I finally got one, I was very hyped about it. I really liked the phone. I had a GSM one on T-Mobile. And it was, I thought it was, you know, obviously a very important device, right? It was, it kind of like ushered in this like kind of curved futuristic Samsung display stuff. I mean, it was just like a really cool phone. You know, but at the same time, of course, I mean, the camera was total trash. Well, everything was trash back then, right? So looking back,
everything,
you know, we looked at the review and the photos you took, I mean, they're awful. They're awful. But for the
at least
time,
we called out the cameras being awful. Like, it was one of those we looked back and, like, remember that one of the big selling points was that it was a zero lag shutter.
I
remember the demo on stage that Google did. And they were just like, watch this. They were just hammering on the shutter button. It was just snapping all these photos. And it was like, that's so cool. And then, yeah, when you actually take pictures and look at the pictures, you go, oh, no, these are not good at all. And it was 5 megapixel.
I'm looking at your review right now. Woo-wee.
I think it's like half busted, but
yeah,
it was that long ago. I mean, it's 10 years ago. You know, like, but it was 720p. It was an AMOLED. I think it was like one of the first 720p phones. Again, it wasn't curved, but it was like kind of curved. I can't remember what they called it. They had a name for it. It wasn't curved. It was like, oh, it was contoured. It had a contoured display. And the battery life was just garbage. And you remember the other annoying thing was at one point they were, you could buy, because remember it had a removable battery, so you had to take the back off. And there was all these companies on like Amazon making replacement backs. Remember people were like putting red ones on, but there was a difference in the clips between the GSM and the LTE. So the backs weren't interchangeable. It was so annoying. Yeah. And you know, like Verizon's had their big 4G LTE logo on the back. Like it was, it could have been so cool. And like, it was back when Verizon like used to screw everything up like on purpose. And so, yeah, it was, there was so many issues with it. It was such a terrible phone, but it was the phone, though, that everyone went from Motorola Droid, like the original. Everyone went from that because it was 2 years later. Everyone went from that to the Galaxy Nexus, and they were like, hell yeah, stock Android, because it was the only stock Android phone, and it was the first Nexus on Verizon. And so it was the one everyone switched to, and there were still ROMs and all this stuff. It was like back in the wild days of Android, but it just was nothing but a troublesome phone.
It was a, yeah, I mean, hate it or love it, it was a very important phone in the Android timeline. So respect will be given. You know, like if we even the thought of like not top 10 devices, but top 10 most important Android devices of all time, it's got to easily crack that top 10, I think. So, yeah,
yeah, I mean, when I think back about all the phones over time that like I remember just off the top of my head, it's almost always one of those. We talked about that phone so much. Remember, it was the Nexus Prime. Remember, people were making like robot Android Transformer logos for it and stuff. Like, you know, we every day there was some leak out of Verizon that we were reporting about when it was launching because it was delayed. It, like, the times were just so wild back then. Like, it was such a big deal. And I know, yeah, the phones suck, but like, it's one of those that, yeah, never, definitely not a top good phone, but one of the top covered phones that were meaningful for sure. Cause it just was.
I'm going to add that to my list of things to do, I think, in the new year, sort of like top 10 most important Android phones of all time.
Oh yeah. See, and Trevor McGrath just says, remember the landscape dock? Remember it had pogo pins on the side?
Yes. I'm still waiting for that dock, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I definitely have one somewhere around here. I used it for a while. This is how crazy that thing was. That thing had an audio out jack, that dock did. So you could dock it with pogo pins and then turn on Google Play Music and you could audio out to like speakers and play it. So for a while I had these bookshelf speakers. This was before Chromecast Audio existed, and I had it docked and hooked up to a DAC that connected to bookshelf speakers, and I used to play music through that. And then Chromecast Audio came out and I swapped it and I threw the thing in a drawer somewhere. But yeah, I definitely used that dock for a while, like years after they had stopped supporting the phone. It was just like a dumb music machine, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because it just randomly had this like audio out jack.
And these are still the good days of Google Play Music and all that. I mean,
the old version. Yeah.
These days are like, the orange headphones version.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those days are long gone.
So gone. Now we have YouTube Music.
And I use YouTube Music now, and because I use it every day, I can say how much I detest it and don't care for it at all. But like, I'm tired of paying for multiple services to get the same thing, right? So, like, as much as I like Spotify, I'm like, it's just like that's $10 that I don't need to be spending a month. So,
I'm starting to feel that a lot actually right now. Like, my wife and I had that conversation just the other day about why do we have like six like TV subscription services and Spotify and YouTube Premium and like all these. And then we were like, well, what could we cut? And we're like, well, we have a child, so you have to keep Disney. Even though I would cut Disney like that if I didn't have a child, Disney Plus would be gone. YouTube TV is probably close to being next. And the only reason is because we kept it so long to watch sports, mostly the Blazers, but they're on Root Sports, and Root Sports is not on YouTube TV. So that's become less important.
Yep.
And like, we'd keep Netflix and we'd keep HBO probably.
Oh yeah.
But then I'd probably cut Disney and YouTube TV and maybe Spotify.
Yeah.
That's like, how much money is that though? That's probably like $100 a month.
That's like $100 right there. I mean, cause YouTube TV 65.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Carrie Fath saying the Beatles documentary is worth the cost. I love the Beatles, but that documentary, I mean,
what
we
is
don't
the documentary
need
on?
It's about the
I mean, like, what service?
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, is that the one Peter Jackson did? I haven't watched it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's on Disney. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's cool, but I mean, worth it. No, when you know, like, I'll cancel Disney, but once the Mandalorian picks back up, then I'll be like, okay, now I gotta get Disney again.
Just sign up for another month and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
Too many services. Anyway, so Galaxy Nexus is 10. I wanted to try to find it, and I'm sure it's like in the closet, just like right there, but it's, I open the doors on that closet and things just fall on me. It's just like,
yep.
Just crush me. So anyway. All right, so almost trivia time. So the only other thing I wanted to talk about was just that the fact that 2022 is coming up, and we don't really have to spend a lot of time on this, but 2022 is around the corner.
Yes.
And it feels like it's going to be just a kind of year. And the reason I say that is because we've seen the leaks of the Galaxy S22 already, and it just looks like an S21, except for the Ultra, which has a really weird P-shaped looking camera housing or something. But like, what are they going to do? And One UI 4, I have it on an S21. So that's coming. So that's coming. That'll be the start of the year. And then we expect OnePlus to do a 10 and probably a 10 Pro. And we've seen renders of that. And it just looks like they kind of copied Samsung's styling. And so there's that. And maybe we'll get some Hasselblad stuff, improvements to the camera like we were supposed to get last year, but they really promised this year would be the year. So maybe the camera, but like that, the 10 Pro will be 7.9-inch phone. It'll be this big and I won't like it. And it'll be have curved whatever, you know what I mean? So like that's coming. Motorola doesn't really exist anymore. LG officially called it quits. And so then we're like, fast forwarding all the way to Pixel 7. And then, you know, there might be a sprinkling of like a Pixel Watch and then like the 6A. What else? Like, what else is going to happen in 2022?
There could be new foldables, the Fold 4 and the Z Flip 4, Z 4 Flip, Z Flip, I don't know.
And we didn't even like the Flip
Pixel
3.
Pixel Watch.
Fold 3. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, hopefully there's a Pixel Watch in there somewhere, and hopefully it's awesome.
The Pixel 6 Pro could get face unlocked. That could be pretty big. yeah, I mean, you know.
The housing, he says the housing isn't P-shaped. Isn't it? Well, I know, like, some of the early renders showed it P-shaped, and I know, like, are we talking like they're all just individual camera things now? They were P-shaped at one time in one of the early renders.
I mean, does
you
it
know
even
what
really
I'm talking
matter?
About? Yeah, you know what I'm talking matter, about. Man. They're still arranged in an ugly P-shape.
I mean, it's still just going to be a Galaxy phone and same old, same old.
Yeah, I just don't see like what the big improvements will be over the S21 Ultra, which was an excellent phone. Like, I don't see... Oh, see, I didn't even mention this with OnePlus. OnePlus's software situation, just like, I don't want anything to do with Oppo's bad software. Like, what?
Color.
Although, they did kind of say, this is the only wild card there, is they did kind of say that they have a new unified OS in the works that was going to debut on, like, their first phone. So, assuming I'm remembering that correctly, their wording there, the OnePlus 10 could be the debut of some new unified OS, and maybe it'll be awesome. I don't actually think it will be, but maybe, you know, that could happen. But still, like, they're not OnePlus anymore. We've talked about this a lot of times, right? Like, OnePlus is not OnePlus. OnePlus is just a subsidiary of Oppo, and they just make Oppo phones with their own OnePlus branding. But what we used to always love about OnePlus, that's like long gone and has been for a couple years. So it makes OnePlus like, you know, I don't
know. Kylo's asking to see some Pixel 6 sales numbers, dude. They're probably big.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're huge. They're humongous. Trust
Tell me you're a Samsung fanboy without telling me you're a Samsung fanboy. I what mean, up, Kylo? Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, we know the Pixel 6 sales numbers aren't going to be good.
You know, I mean, hey, it's sold out. It's been sold out since October 19th, the day it was released. So, I mean, you know, what are you gonna do?
I'm sure they sold probably at least one of their best-selling phones ever. Maybe their best-selling phone. I mean, if they even could make enough. I mean, they sold, like, yeah, if you try to find a Pixel 6 right now, you haven't been able to basically since it launched. But anyway.
Yeah. Kylo's mad at us about something. I don't know. So Kylo in the chat says, also how you guys feel about the articles droves of Android users touted to switch to iPhone.
Oh, man.
I'm lost, man. You've got me. I'm lost.
I haven't seen any of those articles. But, I mean, people are, like... I mean, I do still...
Kellen did it this year. I mean, if that's a sign of the times.
Am I technically one of those?
Yeah, you
are. I'm one of those. I just refuse to write articles like that because they're terrible.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was a really fun year, and I think the Pixel was an important phone, and it ended up being good, right? So we were hyping it up, and I'm glad we did because it ended up being a good phone. So,
yeah, thankfully the Pixel 6 didn't suck because it would have been really bad if they sucked.
Ben is asking if he missed anything noteworthy. Yeah, we were talking about the Pixel. I mean, come on, man. Where you been? This was important.
Stefan says, do you like the 13 Pro at all? I don't like iOS. I'll say that. iOS is a still garbage operating system. I like the size of the 13 Pro. I like the build quality of the 13 Pro. I like the functionality of Apple services working together, and the battery life on it is stupid good, like absolutely insanely good on the 13 Pro. Other than that, I cannot stand iOS. The hardware is better than any Android phone. The operating system, Android is so far and beyond better than iOS. Like, it's not even close, but iOS is simple, I guess.
Simple.
Maybe one day I'll write something on that. Android is so much better of an operating system than iOS. It's not even close. Like if some guy was an iOS guy and they made the switch to Android and didn't like it, I would just think they were an absolute fool. Like, Android is so much better than iOS.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I think 2022 is going to be, you know, a snooze fest. Unfortunately,
yeah, I think,
maybe
HTC
will come back or something.
Yeah, we're still living with this chip shortage and stuff, so you know, we have a Galaxy S21 FE to look forward to, assuming that'll come in the first half of the year. The OnePlus stuff is really
SE.
Oh yeah, sure. The OnePlus stuff worries me a little bit. I had already been feeling that there's not a lot of excitement for that company anymore, and with this Oppo stuff, I'm even more hesitant to be excited about them. So we shall see.
Yeah, we're already limited in our choices for like higher end phones. Like, we've been feeling that crunch, and yeah, OnePlus just making all the wrong decisions.
Yeah,
that sucks because I don't really want there to be one less choice. I know, like, Sony's still a thing, but they don't really sell phones here, and they're too overpriced, and no one buys that stuff. Like, they don't support them in the U.S. Talked about that a lot, but, like, Sony doesn't update their phones in the U.S. Like, you should not buy a Sony phone if you live in the U.S. Absolutely not. Yeah.
Mm. Well, thanks.
2022, I hope it proves me wrong, Tim.
I hope so.
Hope it does. A lot of times I'm wrong, and when I make these predictions, then the opposite happens.
Time. Yep.
But
and we'll be able to point to this.
I don't think I'm wrong on this one. The early signs do not point to me being wrong on this one.
We shall see.
Maybe One UI 4 will get good.
Yeah, Nick says Sony only makes niche phones for camera people now. He's totally not. He's not wrong there.
I mean, not wrong.
They make phones for Marques Brownlee, and that's it. Like, And he's the only people who can afford them.
He probably is even like, I don't want this crap. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean? He's probably like, I don't want this crap.
Yeah. And they're $3,000. It's sort of stupid. So.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Sony? Anyway.
Android 12. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. Brandon Johnson says he hates Android 12. Oh, Pixel 6 volume controls. Okay, I didn't get the full thing there. I was going to say, a lot of people seem to hate Android 12.
Oh, I really like it.
I love Android 12.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think the colors are too big and bubbly and the buttons are bubbly and too colorful and whatever. I love Android 12.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I love the Pixel 6 and I'm dealing with the size of it is because the OS is so good. Like, I'm telling you, I fired up One UI 4 on my S21 and I was like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I spent like 5 minutes with it, but I was like, I don't like this at all. I love it on the Pixel 6. But you and I have been using like all the betas on our Pixel 5s. Like, we were used to Android 12. I guess it would be kind of a big shock to the system if you just now jump to it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, should we do
trivia?
I think so. It's about that time.
It is about that time. So, trivia time.
So,
that's it for topics. We've had enough talk about 2021.
I know. Get me out of this year, please. Yeah,
get us out of this damn year. So, trivia time. So, we have five questions. If you're new around here, we do trivia now. Five questions, and we'll put each one up on the screen, and we'll read them aloud. And if you're live in the chat, you just answer. And if you're correct and first, we'll call out your name and you will win. And what we're giving away today is two copies of Alien Isolation, which is like really high end Android game. Like, it's ported from PC, I'm assuming, right? Did it start on PC?
Consoles.
Yeah, PC consoles ported to mobile, and they actually did a really, really good job with it. This is one of those like garbage ports, but it's $15, and that's probably because they actually did a good job with it. So we have two codes to give that away, and then the other three people will just win $15 in Google Play credit in case you want to go buy it yourself or spend the $15 on whatever the hell you want. Either way, yeah. That's what we're giving away.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a good time, and if you haven't played Alien Isolation before, it's a fantastic game, but it is scary. So
that's what he said, yeah.
I picked it up at midnight when it first released years ago, and it terrified the hell out of me. So I haven't played it since. Play it.
Yeah, I feel like I should play it.
That's a great game, but I wouldn't recommend it on mobile just because, like, it's a tiny screen. You want that immersive
tablet. I have a Tab S7 Plus. What about on that?
I would say you
turn the lights off in my office and just get down and just
like
play.
Either a computer in the dark or a TV in the dark, as I think is the only way to play.
Is it on Stadia?
I don't think so. I mean, it could be. I
ported to mobile. You're like, I don't know. We haven't even heard about Stadia in about
What's
7 years.
Stadia?
Yeah, what is Stadia? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, all right. Well, good luck to everyone. So we'll give away the codes for the game first. So if you're interested in just straight up winning Alien Isolation for Android, these next two questions are for you.
Are you ready for question one?
Oh, I'm absolutely ready. Question number one, please.
Question number one is up now.
What processor powers the Samsung-made Galaxy Watch 4? I should have said these are 2021-related questions, so everything has to do with devices that came out in 2021, etc. And we'll see what happens.
It's
what processor? Yeah, what processor powers the Galaxy Watch 4?
Like Longy.
Yeah, Michael Longy with the correct answer of the Exynos W920. Congratulations.
The W920.
I like it. Longy.
Nice job, Longy. No one else seems to have that except him. Justin G did later. Okay.
Food processor. Come on, Randy. We're looking for serious answers here.
Serious answers only.
Yeah. No. You're good. That's funny. All right, cool. Let's keep it going. Michael Longy, congratulations. After the game is over, I'll put my email in the chat, and we'll make sure everyone gets their prizes. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Question number two.
Number two is up now.
Android 12 was officially given what dessert name by Google? Longi. Oh, very nice. Oh, appreciate the heads up there. Thank you, Michael. Mr. Longi. I like it, yeah. So we are looking for the official name given to Android 12. That, of course, being Snow Cone. First, looks like it was first said by Brittany.
Looks like Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany Petrzowski. Petrzowski.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's right on the money. Petrzowski.
Yeah. Good job, Brittany. Snow Cone. Good job, Brittany. Did they reveal like a statue or anything for that?
In VR, right? Or in AR or whatever?
Is that what it was? Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Snow well, I know they cone. Did last year for sure, but yeah, Petrzowski. There we go. I watch a lot of hockey, so names like that just roll right off my tongue. Petrzowski.
It's too funny. It's too funny. Petrzowski. Nice job, Brittany.
Good job. All right, excellent. All right, so they got the code, so now we are up to the $15 of Google Play credit. Again, you could use this to buy Alien Isolation, or you could rent a movie, a little date night with the honey. I don't know, whatever you want
to
do.
Pay for Google One for a couple months, whatever you need to do.
Absolutely. Excellent. I'm ready. Question number three, please.
Question three is up now.
Nothing, a company founded by who, finally released its first product in 2021. Congratulations to them. Nothing, a company founded by this person, finally released its first product. We don't want the actual product. We want the person who founded the company.
It was like a Trick Jeopardy style question.
Yeah, there. A little bit. We're looking for Carl Pei, and I'm seeing that Chris Williams.
Of course, it's Chris Williams.
Of course. I mean, why not? I could see he was waiting to get that Google Play credit. He wanted nothing to do with Alien Isolation. Congratulations to Chris Williams. Correct answer of Carl Pei. He's too scared. He doesn't want to play Isolation. It's just
mean to Alien Isolation.
Nah, he's scared. Just
mean, Chris.
Carl Pei, hope he's doing well.
Carl Pei and the Ear One. Have not listened with Ear Ones. I was not going to buy Ear, but they didn't send us a review in it, so I was like, I'm not going to buy these.
Yeah, well, I mean, the hype beasts were all over them, selling them on StockX and all that.
I mean, it seemed like they're probably decent buds. They were, what, like $100? I'm sure they're fine. They were see-through.
They looked cool. They looked awesome. They looked cool.
They just came out with a black bear.
Yeah. All right. Question number four, ready when you are.
Question four is up now.
What month did LG announce that they would be exiting the smartphone business for good? Again, what month did LG announce they would be exiting the smartphone business for good? Oh, yeah, we were looking for April, and Rashad Gaddis came in with the lightning quickness of April.
Woo! Rashad worked for LG? How did you get that so fast? I swear, Tim had barely gotten done reading it, and he was like, April.
Yep, that's impressive. Poor Patty coming in super late with the May. Sorry, Patty. You got to keep...
Rashad's like, trying. I just sent that from my LG Velvet. No, wait, what was the swivel phone? What was the swivel
phone? The Wing.
Phone the Wing. You oh, no, you have one.
This puppy? Yes.
Rashad's like, from the Wing.
Yeah, still have it because there's no PR department to send it back to. So, unfortunate. Shout out to LG. Poor guys. All right. Rashad. Before we do the final question, now is a good time for me to highlight again. Tim is raising money for a 24-hour challenge fundraiser. I'm raising money for veterans, U.S. veterans, to prevent veteran suicide, the Big Fish Foundation. If you would like to donate any money, please go to linktrees.com. So, it's technically, I shouldn't say that. It's linktr.ee/timotato. To donate some money to me. I'd greatly appreciate it. Anyone who donates is going to get entered into a sweepstakes. I've got Pixel Buds, Galaxy Buds. I've got all sorts of sweet prizes. So that's some good prizes. And any amount helps. Any amount gets you entered into the sweepstakes. So please, if you can donate, that'd be super awesome. Jimmy asked a really good question. Can we donate on Here for the Vets? So Google takes a cut of that money. So we're sort of hoping that people will just go to this link to donate money. That way Google doesn't steal all of the money. You know, Google, we appreciate you giving us the platform to host the show and all that, but we really don't want you taking any of our money. So thank you very much. If you would like to donate, yep, just follow that link. I just put it in the chat. But again, it's linktr.ee/Tim Otato.
And if you're just listening on a podcast service later on, just go to Tim's Twitter. It's on there.
Yeah, yeah, it's on my Twitter. I've been hyping it up. It's on my Instagram, whatever. Yeah. I'm collecting money until December 31st. And if you would like to donate just straight to the charity, you can go to bigfishfoundation.org. But email me a screenshot of your receipt. That way you can get entered into the sweepstakes. Because, again, anyone who donates gets entered into the sweepstakes. And it helps me out. I'm trying to see how much money I can raise. So that would be awesome. Thank you very much. Question number five, when you're ready, Kellen.
Question number five is up now.
Scrolling down, we got OnePlus announced a partnership with what company with a goal of changing the smartphone... Something fell. Changing the smartphone camera game. Again, OnePlus announced a partnership with what company with a goal of changing the smartphone camera game. If you were present during this today's show, you might have heard this answer. And it looks like plenty of people know what's up. I'm seeing Matt Kwan.
Matt Kwan, yeah. He's
with the correct answer of Hasselblad. Congratulations, Matt Kwan. Matt Kwan. I've written your name before. I'm pretty sure you're a past winner.
Yeah, Matt's definitely won some stuff.
Blosselhod. Sorry, Randy. That's not going to work. Kodak. Oh, man. Props to Kodak. Dang. All right. Kodak. Awesome. Well, I need to hear from Michael Longy. Brittany. I just put Brittany P because I didn't want to have to attempt to butcher your name again. There it is. Petra's. Dang it. Where'd it go? Petra Petraskowski. Petraskowski. Boy, that's a good one. I'd get that on a jersey any day. Chris Williams, Rashad Gaddis, and Michael Kwan, if you could all email me, and I'll get your codes out to you. They are ready for you. They are waiting. And, yeah. Thank you so much for playing.
Did you post your email?
Yes, right now.
Okay.
Oh, goodness gracious. What a day.
What a year.
Oh, what a year. I can tell. I'm glad it's winding down, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. That's kind of all we got for show 2021. All that stuff. Hopefully you guys will get your Pixel 6 December updates in.
Yeah, these poor,
that's not fun.
Poor souls.
Mm-hmm. Continue to stay safe out there.
Yep.
Maybe next year life will return.
Maybe. We'll see. No promises.
No. Like my predictions for 2022 mobile, I don't have big positive predictions for 2022 humanity either.
Oh, fortunately. Real quick, I got to just want to send a shout out to Rashad Gaddis, who's already donated from the chat. Thank you so much. And then Jimmy Metters, thank you very much for your donations. You guys have been entered into my sweepstakes of amazingness. Nice. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, thank you, Kellen. It's been a good year. It's been fun. It's always a joy talking to you about Wear OS and Android.
I've had some wonderful Wear OS moments this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, this year more so than any past years.
Kellen's 5 minutes of Watch Talk or whatever that was has like fully expanded this year thanks to Samsung.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Samsung. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Samsung, for letting me talk watches.
It's only December 17th. We're here for a couple more weeks hanging out in the DL offices. If anyone wants to drop by on Twitter and talk to us, we're sort of bored. So feel free just to to chat with us if you want.
And CES is actually still happening this year, although they might cancel it at the last minute. But CES is happening in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or something. We're not going. This will be one of the first. I mean, we didn't go last year because there was no CES. There was like a digital version. This will be the first physical CES we haven't been to in like, I think we hit 10 years straight. And then then last year's was just basically canceled. And then this year they're going to give it the old go again. And
that seems like a terrible idea.
Seems like a really terrible idea. So I hope everyone that goes to CES remains as safe as they possibly can. And we will miss you, Pepcom. And Tom Colicchio's steak.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few things we'll miss about old CES, but yeah, otherwise, not going to miss much of it at all, to be honest.
Excellent.
It's going to be a weird year.
Hope you're safe, guys. Yeah, I hope everyone has a good holiday season. Merry Christmas. And
happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. You guys know we love you all. Just have a safe holiday season. That's all we hope for.
Yes.
And we will catch you soon once we get through the holidays and have something to talk about. Peace.
Peace.